In ancient times, Nimrud governed the land of Babylon. Because Nimrud was a pagan, he had ordered to build a great temple to keep their idols. The people of the city were all idol worshippers, and everyone who brought or made idols worshipped them. In this city, a young man lived with the name of Ibrahim. He was the only one who did not worship idols and didn't suffer from idolatry like the people. Therefore, God had chosen him as a prophet. Prophet Ibrahim lived with his father, Uzzar. One day, Prophet Ibrahim went to him and asked him to abandon idolatry. But Uzzar said to him, "Listen, Ibrahim, this has been my father's job. I respect the idols. You have no right to instruct me on what to do and what not to do." From that day on, Prophet Ibrahim left Uzzar. He used every opportunity to lead the people with kindness to the right path. But the efforts of Prophet Ibrahim failed. People knew that the words of Prophet Ibrahim were correct, but they did not believe in God until Prophet Ibrahim finally finished drawing a plan and waited. One day, the people of Babylon were celebrating outside the city. On this day, the people would come out of the city, and they would celebrate and dance until dawn. On that day, Prophet Ibrahim became ill and stayed in the city. Then he waited for all the people to leave the city. He quickly took off his hammer from its hook and went to the temple of the idols, destroying the idols one after the other and throwing them onto the ground, keeping only the great idol healthy and putting his axe on his shoulders. He left the great idol and returned home. Near dawn, the people returned to the city and went straight to the temple of the idols. Suddenly, they saw that their idols, apart from the great idol, were broken and fragmented. The people of the city understood what happened. They were frightened. They gathered in front of the castle of Nimrud. Nimrud, who was angry, appeared at the top of his palace and shouted, "Anyone who says he will break our idols will take a good tip." At this moment, one of the people in the crowd shouted, "No one has been in the city except Ibrahim. He said he was ill and stayed in the city." Another idolist said, "Truly, it is likely to be Ibrahim's work, because he always told us that the stone and wood would not be spared." He went to the temple of the idols with the soldiers. Nimrud ordered Prophet Ibrahim to be arrested and be brought to the castle. When Prophet Ibrahim was brought to him, Nimrud asked him, "So, Ibrahim, we have evidence that you are in the city, and you said something about our idols. What did you say to our idols?" Prophet Ibrahim said, "But it was the work of the greatest idol. The axe is on his shoulder." One of the elders of the palace said, "Ibrahim, why do you ridicule our idols? You know that the idols can neither speak nor move." Ibrahim laughed and said, "How then do you worship them? How can gods who cannot care for themselves come to your aid in times of danger?" At this moment, everyone was silent and nobody could say anything. Little by little, people started to whisper, "Ibrahim is right. He is right. Ibrahim rightly says we were astray." Suddenly, Nimrud screamed, "In any case, these idols are inherited from our fathers and are revered for us. You do not have the right to break them. You must be punished. Your punishment is burning in the fire." He ordered people to gather firewood as much as possible. Several people went to the desert and gathered firewood. In the city square, firewood was gathered as much as a mountain. The elders of the city went to Nimrud saying, "O king, order no one to pick up firewood, because if we burn the firewood, the city may burn. Furthermore, the heat of the fire will be so high that nobody can approach it." Nimrud said, "Well, what should we do?" All the courtiers were silent and did not know what to say. Nimrud said, "Go and find a way." The devil ordered the wooden boards, iron nails, leather ropes, axe, and all that he needed to be brought to him. Dozens of carpenters, blacksmiths, and workers worked with the help of Satan and made a great catapult. Then they brought Prophet Ibrahim. They laid him on the catapult. Then several strong men drew the catapult rope and dropped them with the command of Nimrud. Prophet Ibrahim landed right in the middle of the tabernacle of fire. People were silent in terror, but with a laugh from Nimrud and Satan, they rejoiced. "Everyone be silent! I want to hear the cries of Ibrahim!" Nimrud screamed. "O Everyone was silent, but suddenly they saw that the fire had subsided and its tabs turned to the foliage of colorful flowers, and the people saw Prophet Ibrahim among the flowers a moment later. The mouths of all people were left agog and utterly surprised. Namrud, who was sweating and trembling with fear, suddenly shouted, "Anyone who wants to choose a god should choose a god like the god of Prophet Ibrahim." That same day, most people, like Namrud, believed in the great god. But the people around Namrud came to him and said, "If you believe in him, you will lose your royal throne, so come back again to our faith." Namrud and his companions abused Prophet Ibrahim and his followers, and Prophet Ibrahim left the city to lead people somewhere else, the city of the Beyond.